Get in the locker room with Colorado Mesa Sports. This is Mav Day on the team.
And we turn our focus to the Colorado Mesa volleyball team. Dave Fleming, head coach of the Mavericks, joins us. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Always great to talk with you. And your team, number 22 in the nation, off to another sensational start, picking up where you left off from the spring schedule. 3-0 weekend when you played recently at the Midwestern State University Hampton Inn Invitational. So played some really good competition there. Got a win over Arkansas Tech, also Eastern New Mexico. So a good weekend for your team at Wichita Falls, Texas.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. We got those important regional wins when it comes to NCAA selection time. So, yeah, it was a good weekend. Texas A&M Kingsville had to drop out because of COVID. So that would have been nice to play them, but overall it was a good weekend.
Well, against Arkansas Tech, you had four different players that had 12 or more kills. Ty Wedhorn and freshman Sydney Leffler, they were the leaders there with 14 kills apiece. Both those players had really outstanding efforts against Arkansas Tech.
Yeah, they did. They actually were named all-tournament after the tournament was finalized. But, yeah, so they both had a really good weekend. Ty's Glenwood Springs kid, so she's a local kid, so it's always great to see her have success. And then Sydney's a freshman. So both of those kids were part of the picture last year when we were ranked third in the country. So it's nice to see new kids stepping up.
And a familiar name, Savannah Spitzer. She had 12 kills. Holly Schmidt also had 12 kills. So Savannah and Holly had a good effort against Arkansas Tech as well.
Yep, they did. They're doing what they did last year. So they've kind of been rocks for us all year, along with Kirsten Lehman at libero position, Sabrina Vandalis, et cetera. So, you know, we're in a good spot. We got Metro coming in on Thursday, who's really good. They had a great weekend as well. So it will be a fun match, and supposedly the stands are going to be full. So
should be a fantastic environment over at Brownson Arena for that one coming up on Thursday for the Mavericks. Dave Fleming, the coach of the Colorado Mesa volleyball team, with us. We don't talk about liberos a lot, but we should talk about yours. Kirsten Lehman had a season and match-high 21 digs during that match with Arkansas Tech. And talk about her a little bit and the season she's had.
Yeah, she's really good at what she does. And if you don't know, liberos are basically responsible for first contact. So that's serve, receive, and digging. And she's kind of been a rock for us. If you don't get the ball off the floor, there's not much you can do. And she doesn't get enough credit for what she does because she's so good at it. You kind of take it for granted, but we need to let her know more often that she's really good at what she does, and I think the rest of the RMAC recognizes that as well.
Dave Fleming, coach of the CMU volleyball team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And Dave, you also had the win against Eastern New Mexico, and we do want to acknowledge what your setter Sabrina Vandalis did in regard to that. Your team out-hit the Greyhounds throughout that match. But Vandalis had a career-high 42 assists, so watershed moment for her, I should say, in that win against Eastern New Mexico.
Yeah, she also had a good weekend, and she made all-tournament the weekend before at the Ordigger tournament, so she's been playing really well for us. We felt like we had to go to a 5-1 offense, which means she gets to play all rotations this year so we can improve our passing. And she's kind of embraced it and done a really good job for us and, you know, finds the right hitters at the right time.
Dave Fleming, coach the CMU volleyball team, joining us up next for the Mavericks at home when they take on Metro State Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And like you mentioned, Dave, you're excited to have all those fans at Brownson Arena for that matchup coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, we had some fans in the spring, but I think a lot of people were just kind of scared of the virus and what being in the gym was going to look like. But, you know, hopefully a lot of the students come out and the community comes back out and supports us. So, yeah, it's always great to play in Brownson. I think we have the best home crowd in the RMAC, and so hopefully they show up on Thursday night.
You mentioned Metro State. Give us a scouting report on the Roadrunners.
You know, they're basically the same team. They have a couple new kids as well, a new setter. They run a 6-2 offense, but they're just very solid. They have one of the better players in the RMAC in Eveline Lay, his surname. She's one of the right sides. So they're going to be definitely a challenge. They beat the number one team in the country at home last weekend, so they're going to be really tough. But we knew that. We knew that even before the weekend, and we always look forward to playing Metro. It's always a battle.